The Hook Show, number 51, Regza and We Review.
The Hook Show with your host, Digital Dan. Hookshow.blogspot.com. Welcome to The Hook Show.
Welcome to or welcome back to The Hook Show. Thank you for giving it a listen. Definitely appreciate that. Before we get to today's topic, I just wanted to go over a few things. Just a couple of updates. Basically, I've been kind of low on time fairly recently here. I just recently got a new job and I was involved with a lot of the training process associated with that. Also, transitioning my daughter into her new big girl bed. A full-size bed for her instead of the toddler bed. And then we're getting ready for a few things for the new expectant baby. So we're getting a bunch of things ready around here for that. Just haven't quite had the time, if you will. Any of you guys that are parents out there, you understand it completely. Oh, we have a comment from the blog site that I want to share with you. And this one was actually sent by ASCII Adam. He said, that Plantronics seems like a good headset, sounds good at a reasonable price, good choice, podcast sounds noticeably better. How is the baby coming along? Do you have ultrasounds yet? Might want to put those on Flickr. Yes, Adam, I'm glad that you noticed exactly how much of a better sound this is. I try to do everything I possibly can to actually make the podcast sound and the best sound quality I possibly can. Plus, I just recently downloaded the newest version of the Levelator, so I'm going to actually put the audio files that I create here through the Levelator, so it should actually sound a little bit better because, you know, it's updated software there. And what the Levelator is all about is it's an actual piece of software where they actually try to help people create the best audio sounding with actually the lowest amount of effort, because a lot of the work is you just put it into the Levelator and it does most of the work for you. So I hope you guys will enjoy the sound from that. I had one message from the comment line. I had my daughter actually record a message on the comment line. And actually, I'll probably play that right at the end because it's just funny. So I hope you guys enjoy that right at the end. And it looks like I'm going to be coming up to the topic. And this was an actual live recording that I did over at ASCII Adam's house. And I really enjoy seeing some different new gadgetry and just some fun technology. We did a review of his new TV. And actually, he showed me some of the different basic things and a tour, if you will, of how the Wii system works. And I'll come back right at the end, share some of my other views on that and some of my views on some of the games that we played too. Enjoy.
This is Low Tech Lynn. I don't get it. Why don't I get it? No, I don't want to say that. I get it. I just don't want to get it. I'm going to go read a book. You're listening to The Hook Show.
All right, so that's what I got here. I got a new 32-inch Toshiba Regza. The reason I decided to get a Regza is because I looked at all the online reviews, and they tend to be the best in regards to quality and the price. What's nice is it makes the blacks look really black. I've looked at a lot of them. Toshiba definitely has a really good product going on. I got hooked up to the DVD player. You can have 8 sources, one of them being VGA monitor, and then the rest are either RCA component, HDMI. You know what's nice, Dan's going to notice this, is going to make the, you're going to see how the blacks look really good. A lot of them are really whited out. And what's kind of cool is you have a half mute, and then you have full mute. It's kind of cool. Half mute. It's kind of nice. Mm-hmm. If somebody knocking on the door and you still want to hear it, it's kind of nice. And so in this case here, we have a couple of different ways for picture modes. You have standard, sports, movie, and you can do it so it looks really good with the backlight, and you can have it preferred how you want to do it. What I've noticed is when there's very little light out, the backlight is just, it's totally unnecessary. The backlight actually makes it way bright on your eyes. It almost burns your eyes, which I guess is a good thing in some regards. I decided to purchase a Wii as well. Yeah, the batteries are charged. Decided to go with these battery chargers instead of the, these are the ones that you plug in. They're USB in the back. What's cool about the Wii here is that the Wii will have SD in the front. It's kind of cool. I have a SD camera, and then I can put the pictures in here, and then I can view the pictures and actually edit the pictures. It's kind of cool.
Oh, nice.
You have four ports. This is for like the GameCube games. So if you have a GameCube, which I had before, then I can just plug in the GameCubes right here, which is really cool because Donkey Konga game we still like.
Mm-hmm.
Still want to play that. And then you have the GameCube memory cards you can put up here too. Just like two things in one. Very cool. And then,
so it can actually play some of the GameCube games too?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Alright. Can you use the Wiimotes with GameCube games?
No, actually you have
to go back to the
classic controllers.
Oh, okay.
You have the classic controllers, and what you do is you just get this here, you grab the Wiimote, put the strap on, and just kind of do this, and then you can stand anywhere. You know, if you have a larger screen TV like I do here now, you kind of stand back and just play however you want to play. You can walk around.
So you have to plug the classic controller into the Wiimote.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. And then on the back of, I was going to say here, and then the back of the Wii, you have two USB connections that are powered. So there's a lot of accessory different options. This right here, we just have them plugged in, so we have the battery recharging all the time. It's really cool, because these Wiimotes just eat up the battery juice like mad. As you can imagine. So the class controllers just are so necessary, by the way, as we'll get further along. And being that we got a newer one instead of last year's model, we actually get good straps, so you don't throw the Wiimote into your thing. And then you also have a little rubber case thing on here, and which has a really, I don't know if you can feel it or not, but it's got a real plushy thing on the end, so it's not going to crack your TV if you throw it at it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously you don't want to do that, but it's not going to like break your TV.
It's like one of those silicone skins that you can get for like phones.
So I'm just going to unplug these. These are the Mad Cats 1100 MAH nickel metal hydride. That gives you plenty of juice, at least for like, it'll allow you to use this for like a day or two before you want to plug it in again. Instead of having to buy batteries all the time. And then you can turn it on. And the reason that I kept the skins on, because I think we're going to play the sports games first.
Sounds good.
Because those are the ones that are just, in general, tend to be kind of exciting.
To my understanding, that's the one that like comes as like a default when you buy it, right?
Yep. And it's one of the better games around, I think. It's actually, from all the games that I saw that were rated, rated very, very high. And for a very good reason. And it's kind of cool is you can make a character that you can play and you can save.
Oh, the me characters, yeah, I've heard about those, yeah.
So you can make your own little character that you're playing, and so you can make it look like you if you want. And then what you can do is you can make a couple of me characters that you can have. So if you're playing, like, baseball or something like that, then you can have all of your characters on your team for baseball.
So yeah, we came across the home screen when you boot it up, and what is it that you see?
A couple of different things here. You have the game that you just put in to the system. You have the Me channel, where you can make your own Me character, and that's the one that you'll be playing on certain games.
Okay.
And it's also your ID, so you can send emails to people if you want to.
That's within the Me network?
Yeah, it's within the Wii itself.
Okay.
You have it hooked to the internet. You have a photo channel thing where you can put your like an SD card into the thing, and you can see what pictures you have you just recently took, and you can also edit them too, which is kind of cool. You can make them black and white. You can add sunglasses and kissy lips and whatever. And what's kind of cool about the sunglasses is, in order for you to make the kissy lips and the sunglasses, neat is when you bring the Wii closer to the infrared sensor, it makes the sunglasses bigger and also the kissy lips bigger.
Oh boy.
So you can size it how you want to size it, and then you have different styles too. And then you have a what's called a Wii Shop channel, where at your discretion you could just be at home and you could buy games from Nintendo NES, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, and Sega Genesis. Those are the ones that you can have right now.
Oh, cool.
You can download. And they have a very excellent selection. You have a forecast channel where you can see what the weather is, because that's going to be going through the Wi-Fi connection that's already built in on the Wii. You have a news channel where you can figure out what the news are, what the news is going on around the world. You have, this is a program I downloaded, it's called Check Me Out. And that's, I went to the Wii Shop channel and I downloaded it as a free program. And then I can get new interesting Wiis that people have made and submitted online.
Oh, interesting Miis, you mean?
Yeah, interesting Miis. Like, okay. I'll give you an example of some interesting Miis that people have made.
So you went into the Mii channel.
Yeah, I'm at the Mii channel here.
And it's loading.
All right. And so what you have for the Mii channel, these are ones that people have made. There's the one that I made of me, of myself. There is the Angry Boss. There is Chris Griffin. There is Chuck Norris. There is Peanuts, Charlie Brown. There is Luigi. There is Jack Black.
Oh, yeah?
There is Cute Little Girl. There is Gingerbread Man. There is a guy that I made that's named Chubby. And there is Little Baby. There is Popeye. There is Christy, my wife. There is Ronald McDonald. And then there is an old dude that is called Father Time. And then they also have Michael Jackson. And they have Darth Vader. So it's kind of a cool thing when you can edit them and you can change them around. But that just gives you a little idea what you can do with them, which is kind of cool. And so then you have, so that's a Check Me Out. And then you can rake for people. Like, they have contests. Like, the Luigi one that I got was one, like, they had an open contest who could make a character that looked just like Luigi. And then you can download the Luigi one. You have one right here. It's called Everybody Votes. And then you can vote on stuff. It's just like a random little voting program. It's kind of cool. It's a free program. And what they'll do is they'll ask you questions about this or that. Ask you questions about this or that. And this, okay, I just want to give you an example here. This is a free program. Right here is, here's a question on which food do you order more often for home delivery? And that's pizza or Chinese. I take my Wii and then I just drop them. And in this case, I'm going to vote for Chinese. And it's also give me an option to guess. Do you want to predict the response that will give you the most votes? That will get the most votes, right? So I'm just going to guess, just for fun. I'm going to say people order pizza more often. And then I'm going to predict it, and we'll see how accurate we are. And it's going to say, yes, I did win. And I got a little popsicle. So it's kind of neat. They have a bunch of these little things. You could spend like hours just answering little questions that they ask. It's kind of fun. And then on the controller here, what's kind of cool is this has a really cool gyroscopic sensor. And what you're looking at is a pointing finger that's pointing upwards. And if I move the Wii controller, it'll actually move around if I want to. It's totally cool. And then I downloaded some more programs. I downloaded the original Kirby's Adventure for the Nintendo Entertainment System, which I can play with the classic controller. I have the original Mario Kart 64. That I can play. That's two player. So you can have two people playing the classic controller. And they have the internet channel. And what it's going to do is it's going to use the Wi-Fi connection, the 802.11b and g.
I like to see that when this boots up, it actually said that it was Opera powered.
Oh yeah, and that's what rocks about it. And so I just go to my favorites for this illustration here. And I'm going to go to D-Leg. And then I can see at my discretion on significant size television. I can see as well as it's loading up, it's just got stats on the bottom. I have it set for auto hide, the toolbar on the bottom. It's a little slower, there's only 512 megabytes of storage. So it's not very large. It's like a flash drive, that's how much memory it comes with. That's the one thing that's kind of bad about this. If somebody is going to tell you, like, the Xbox is such a good system, they're going to say, oh yeah, well it has more memory built in than the Wii. But the Wii is just a much, much more exciting thing to do. It's a lot more fun, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I can just scroll down and see what a good deal is going on.
But you're mentioning something to me at an earlier point, saying about YouTube.
Oh, yeah,
and how you're very intrigued by
That
you could view YouTube via this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just want to show you this real quick here. I can actually scroll out, and then I can scroll in on the thing.
So you can zoom in and zoom out on the actual page. Out.
Yeah, and to see how the fonts are anti-aliased.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no pixelation on the text on the page, which is awesome. I just think that's really cool. And then there's a feature here where I can press the what is considered the B button, and I can put myself on the screen, and I can kind of scroll down as to where I want to scroll down.
Hmm.
And then if I want to, if you have a really small TV, you can have it just go down to a one-line website if you have a really small TV. Kind of like what you'd see on a phone, like a WAP-enabled phone. And definitely put in a URL, just manually input a URL. And it's just like the old Palm keyboard where you have to kind of type each character in. And it'll take a little bit of time to load up here. YouTube is kind of a media-heavy website here. It was kind of neat as it'll remind me when I get to 100% as I'm zooming in or zooming out, which is kind of cool.
100% would be?
On a website, yeah.
Okay.
And so I just want to go on a little quick little video here. And so in this case here, I'm looking at the Jimmy Eat World Always Be music video. And it just takes a while to load up. I'm just doing it full screen. It just takes a while to load up on the TV. If it doesn't do full screen, like the full screen option on the video itself, I can always just zoom in and I can make it full screen myself if I want to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just totally enthused with it. That's like 50% of why somebody would want to buy an Apple TV, the YouTube feature.
It's
really a cool thing. The second 50% is because somebody has a significant, iTunes collection of videos and music. So it's just kind of it's definitely a really cool thing. I can't imagine why I'd want to be. That's the dog chewing a toy. Definitely couldn't imagine why I'd want to buy an Apple TV after I got this. Which would be really cool if Apple and Nintendo got together, then you would download video games, download music, download videos, everything that you ever wanted in one. Alright, so now just for illustration reasons, I'll just press Dan here with the forecast channel. It'll tell me the current temperature, and then what it's going to do is it's going to look at, actually going to download information on what the temperature is right now. It's going to say it is currently 28 degrees and there's a haze on Saturday. And Saturday the 2nd, the top temperature should be getting up to 27 and it's cloudy. And it's going to tell me the forecast for the rest of the week, which is totally cool. And then I can look at the globe, which is kind of neat. And it's telling me here it's 28 degrees. And then I can zoom out and see what the temperature is all over the United States.
Cool.
And then if I want to get fancy, then I can actually twist the world. So if it's 3D. And then if I want to, then I can grab the world, and then I can twist it. And then what I can do is I can grab it and I can spin it. And okay. Right now it's telling me that on the South Pole it is -9 degrees out. And it is -9, and it looks like today is going to be partly cloudy. And today's high in the South Pole is going to be -8 degrees. And tomorrow's high is going to be 0. And it's kind of neat, especially if you're about to go on a trip or something. It's kind of cool to check out what the temperature is going to be. And then I believe you can even click on some of these, and then you can see what the 5-day forecast is going to be for that area. The news is even cooler. And when you just open up the news, it's going to give you it's just going to give you the most popular news headings right now.
Mm-hmm.
News headlines right now. And it's just going to do that. And actually, when you're in the main menu, you'll see some of them scroll by. So you're like, hey, that sounds kind of cool. Let me read about that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so now here I have it. It's giving me an updated thing. It's telling me that I can select a section. I have national news, international news, sports, arts, entertainment, business, science, health, technology. And I also have an option to go to a slideshow. I'll just do the slideshow real quick, for example. And what it's going to do is it's going to give me a slideshow of what the hot news are right now.
And where they're coming from?
Yeah, where they're coming from. So I could just, right in the morning, I could just get a news headlines as, and in the background you'll see the world map moving and the city location on where the headlines are. It's totally cool.
Oh, and then you can actually go and read the article.
Yeah, you can read the article if you want. It's even cooler, like, let's say, for example, I'm interested in technology. You can read one that says Microsoft eyes Yahoo to topple Google, right? And then you can see that, and it's really clear text. It's really easy to read. And let's say it's not big enough. Well, you can totally zoom in, and you can read it. And so you can read across
and the And it actually goes and reorganizes the words.
Yeah, yeah, it actually
coordinate
the world
with the actual zoom that you put in on it.
Yeah, you can just read the whole article. In this case, it's talking about Microsoft putting in a bid to buy Yahoo. So I can actually click on the world here, and I can see where the news articles are coming from.
And then there's like little images referring to the different news articles
but
that are coming.
But they're not images. They are stacks of newspapers.
Oh, really?
Which I would think you would kind of think that would be kind of cooler, Dan, because you used to live in newspapers. It's kind of cool. So you can actually see the big, big fat stack of where all the where the news is coming from. Like, for example, there's a lot of articles.
There's like 38 articles from New York City, and it's actually the larger stack.
Yeah. And so there's like 22 out of Washington, and then you put your mouse over it, or the finger over it. It'll give you a little what's going on in these little areas. And of course, you can do the twist feature. The twist is where you twist the remote control, and then it twists the world. And then you can grab it, and you can spin it, and you can see what's going on. Let's see what is going on in Rome. It says Italian soccer result. It's totally awesome. I really like that thing where you can see the top news, and you can have it just slide through what's going on in the world. Just wake up one morning, you'll know what all the headlines are everywhere in the world at once. And then also on the front, the front menu, you have the time and you have the day, and you can go to, you have a selection on Wii options where it's going to tell you data management or Wii settings, and then you also have what looks like an email box, so you get an email every day and it'll tell you how long you played on your Wii that day, and if you set some records on a certain day, and then at this time I can actually create a message and I can send an email to somebody if I want to, and I can make a memo for myself if I want to. I actually post a message and I can create Andrew's book. So I can email people from my Wii. But it works better if they have a Wii. And then they get the same type of message. And I have a lot of area. As you can see there, Dan, I have a lot of area to add different programs.
Yeah, we just see the home screen, but there's like two other pages of screens that you can do.
Yeah, so here I'm just going to look at the Wii, the shopping thing. And it's loading up to the internet right now. And this thing updates quite often. Whenever there's a new program that's out there, it'll update it on the store. So it's just like kind of like the iTunes store. It's really kind of a neat thing.
So yeah, they're talking about points on in the Wii Shop channel. For some things being 500 points, other being 1,000 points. How do you get these points?
You can buy 2,000 points for $20.
Oh, okay.
At any store that sells a Wii. Or you can also add points, and you can just give them a credit card over the, over your TV, over the internet, which is kind of cool. They have the WiiWare section here. That's just going to download programs for your system that are, for the most part, free, or they just enhance the what you're able to do with just the Wii itself. Those are not games, right? And so that gave me the check me out where I can get different Wiis from different areas. These are usually contests or people who post Miis. Then you have Everybody Votes channel, the internet channel, and the photo channel. The internet channel costs 500 points, by the way. That's the thing I was kind of disappointed with. And then the virtual console is really kind of cool. You search by title, newest edition, category, game title. I'm going to go category. Soon press down. I'm going to show the system here. And I also do TurboGrafx-16 and Neo Geo as well. The Sega Genesis here, they have 44 titles, which is totally awesome. Altered Beast, they have, I gotta show you one of them. This is gonna be our next purchase, by the way. They have Echo the Dolphin, which is a cool game. I'm gonna show you what our next purchase for games are gonna be. And I think you're gonna be kind of excited. Kid Chameleon, they have Shinobi. There you go, Sonic Spinball, which is a pinball. You have Sonic, all the Sonic games, of course. Space Harrier. Yes. Nice game, huh, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have Golden Axe. Golden Axe 2 you can get on here. You're on 800 points. Problem is that the points don't equal out. You know, I mean, if you buy 2,000 points, you get two games, two Sega Genesis games that are 800.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are you going to do with the 400, maybe? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Toe Jam and Earl. Those are going to be the next ones we're going to buy. Toe Jam and Earl.
Classic, yeah.
So, one thing at a time. We still have quite a few games.
Sounds cool.
And so, Dan, this is what we'll do. Is we probably stop the tape in here, and then we'll eat a pretzel, and then we'll go play some sports.
Sounds good.
And then we'll just start up at the end of the sports and see what you think.
For a Digital Dance Show, listen to The Hook Show, hookshow.blogspot.com.
While that Wii system was quite a lot of fun to interact with, it's good to experience technology from somebody that's actually kind of played around with it for a while, and they can kind of show you some of the cool ins and outs that they've figured out about that. We didn't quite have the time to record some of our views on the gameplay that we did, just because I was dealing with a very tight timetable at the time. We played a couple of games. He mentioned the baseball game, and the really cool thing about the baseball game is that all of the special characters that he had were actually indicated as different players on the baseball team. So it was quite an interesting team made up of Chuck Norris, a gingerbread man, Father Time, Chris Griffin, and quite a interesting bunch of people. The thing with the baseball game that made it really fun, or just a lot of fun with the Wii system itself, is it's using like your natural movements. So with the baseball game, the most natural movement is to pick something up and swing it around like a bat. And the way that this controller and the system works, that's how it is. And then with the pitching, you just kind of flick your wrist a little bit, and that kind of indicates it too. So that was a lot of fun. We played tennis. That was a fun one too. I would say actually all the games were a lot of fun. It's a game. That's what they're intended to do, is to entertain. With the tennis, you kind of swing the racket around with your wrist and flick your wrist, just a natural movement that you'd have as you're playing tennis. And he actually showed me some of the cool things if you're more the forward person versus the back person. And then we played this other game, I think it was called a Ghost Squadron or something like that. And that one, it was really cool because you actually put the two controllers within this like gun-shaped kind of plastic thing. It was kind of a molded plastic thing, but the way that you moved around with it, all the controllers were actually in this one piece that kind of showed like a gun, because it was a first-person shooter game. So as you were moving around within the game and actually shooting some of the different characters within it, it was probably the most natural movement you had, because you're completely wireless. You had nothing that you're kind of nailed down to a specific area, so we were moving around the room, and it was all indicated on the TV as to the way that we move our controllers around. So it was definitely the most natural feeling thing. So I enjoyed the experience, ASCII Adam. Thank you very much for sharing with me the Wii experience and your new TV. It's definitely a fun mix that you put together there. I'll enjoy coming over to your house sometime later, and we can have little competitions, and you can show me some of the other cool features that you've come across. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this review of the Regs of TV and the Nintendo Wii system. If you guys have any comments about the review, or if you know of some really cool technology you want me to try out, you know, definitely let me know about that. It's cool to experience all sorts of technology. And so far, it looks like the Wii system is probably the most, it's more intended for the ease of use with the gameplay. It's not necessarily intended for all these really high-end graphics that a lot of these game systems are focusing on these days, the PlayStation and the Xbox 360, but if any of the listeners out there have those systems and you want me to try them out and we can have a little review, you know, then we can see what we can figure out from there. But I hope you guys enjoyed the review here, and I'll talk to you next time. Have a great day.
That's going to do it for this show. Digital Dan would love to hear from you. You can call the message line at 206 650-2818. Email your comments, hookshow@gmail.com, or visit the website, hookshow.blogspot.com, for all the other good stuff. This show is a proud member of the podcast community Blueberry. Find out more at blueberry.com, and is also affiliated with Podcast Minnesota at podcastmn.org. Thanks for listening to The Hook Show from hookshow.blogspot.com.
I'll be back with more later on.
Hi, Hook Show. Uh-oh.
No, keep talking.
Hi, Hook Show. Uh-oh, you can't hear me. Hi, Hook Show. Hi, Hook Show. You can't hear me.
Is that Daddy's podcast?
Yeah.
Can you say that, Daddy's podcast?
Hi, Hook Show. You can't hear me.
No, because you're just leaving a message.
My news is a mail. And Daddy, you can't hear me.
Are you all done leaving the message?
Yeah.
Okay.